It's Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Traffic is detoured for a fatal traffic crash on Highway 8 east of Cameron. A child care tax credit is the most likely tax cut to be signed by the governor. A PFAS cleanup bill gets vetoed, and it's National Flood Safety Awareness Week. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Highway 8 just east of County Highway M near Cameron was closed due to a traffic crash this morning. Barron County Sheriff's Department said there was a fatality, but no other information was available at this time. The State Patrol was reconstructing the crash, and it was expected the highway would be closed into the afternoon. A detour followed County Highway M, 16th Avenue, and 27th Street. Governor Tony Evers is likely to sign a child care tax credit bill, but he's not committing to other elements of a Republican-authored tax cut package.
I want to make sure it's around the issue of middle-class taxpayers, and so hopefully I can, but we're working on it.
Republicans pitched the plan as a scaled-back version of their previously proposed $3 billion tax cut. The Democratic governor says the devil remains in the details.
They also mess with it in different ways, too, so it's all part of the game. But we'll take a look. No hedging.
Three other bills remove the state income tax on some retirement account distributions, expand the state's second tax bracket, and increase the state credit for married couples. Evers commented during a Wausau stop on his Year of the Worker tour. Governor Tony Evers vetoes a Forever Chemicals cleanup bill. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the Assembly last week, opposed by Democrats like Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point.
This bill, SB 312, does not quite make it to the finish line in a way I think we could all agree on.
Rhinelander Republican Rob Swearingen said that city's already shut down two wells, and addressing PFAS contamination is urgent.
And the governor has to not turn his back on the people of the Northwoods and sign SB 312.
A Tuesday press release from the Democratic governor said he wants the legislature's budget committee, which has a Republican majority, to release $125 million to the Department of Natural Resources to assist PFAS-harmed communities. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's National Flood Safety Awareness Week, and there's some tips to help you stay safe when the waters rise. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesperson Andrew Beckett says no flood water is safe and you should just avoid it.
We encourage people to turn around, don't drown. Just a few inches of water can put you or your vehicle in great danger if you try to drive through those waters, because you may not know what the surface beneath the water looks like.
Anything in your home that has been damaged by a flood should be considered a loss, because floodwaters contain contaminants from all the places they've washed out. Find more safety tips online at floodsmart.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It will cost more to see the Green Bay Packers play at Lambeau Field next season. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Packers announced Tuesday a price increase on Stadium Bowl tickets for 2024, with the cost of regular season tickets jumping from $4 to $10 per game depending on location. Preseason ticket prices will also rise between $2 and $5 per game. Due to the NFL's 17-game schedule, the 2024 season will be the first that Lambeau Field hosts a ninth home game. The extra game will be included for Gold Package season ticket holders, with a ninth Lambeau game in 2025 added for Green Package holders. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.